This is VOA News. Reporting live remote, I am Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Australia Wednesday on a trip aimed at reinforcing the Biden administration's commitment to the Asia-Pacific and Indo-Pacific regions, while also focusing on the crisis in Ukraine. During a town hall discussion of biomedical issues Thursday at the University of Melbourne, Blinken discussed global vaccination targets and the need for a stronger global health security system so the world is better prepared the next time around. Earlier this week, Australia said it was reopening its borders to vaccinated international travelers on February 21st. The move comes almost 2 years after borders were closed as part of efforts to control the spread of COVID-19. Australia's pandemic border closures were among the strictest in the world. Blinken said Australia and the United States have been leaders together in fighting COVID-19. Blinken will meet Friday with other leaders of the so-called Quad countries, which include Australia, Japan, and India. A source close to Libyan Prime Minister Abdulhamid al-Dabiba says he escaped unharmed when shots hit his car early on Thursday, calling it a clear assassination attempt. If the attempt is confirmed, it would aggravate the crisis over control of Libya. Well, Dabiba has said he will ignore a vote scheduled by the Eastern-based parliament later on Thursday to replace him. Dabiba was installed in March as head of the UN-backed Government of National Unity, meant to oversee the run-up to an election in December. Rival factions have been jostling for a position after the election process fell apart amid disputes over the rules. The parliament has declared the GNU invalid and will hold a vote on Thursday to name a new prime minister to form.